This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk live to us, and you can do so freely by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about the ever-important, or as Wired says, vital government scientist. One of them being a fish scientist whose official title, and I had just closed the tab, operations research analyst, mm-hmm. who probably makes at least $111,570. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the median wage for federal government operations research analyst, where he's saying, I can't do fish science anymore, and that makes me sad.
Well, he counts fish, Daryl, and that's important. Otherwise, fishermen don't know how many fish they're allowed to catch.
Right, but could the fishermen not just hire the fish counter themselves?
Well, fish counters aren't good with customers, Daryl. I'm trying to work in a little office space stuff there.
Yeah.
But that's the silliness of this.
The fish counters associate, the guild of fishermen hire a fish counter.
Yeah. And then they could see what impact they're having on the total number of fish. That makes sense to you and I. There's this belief that none of these things could ever occur without government.
Right. That's why we were told we need private companies like SpaceX and Blue Horizon.
Blue Horizon, yeah, absolutely.
To shoot these rockets up into space. But apparently, there's a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket sitting on a launch pad that was supposed to have launched today. But without NASA personnel to oversee the launch, they can't do it.
Right.
Then what's the purpose of having the private company blow things into space?
Well, I think of Elon.
If we still need NASA to stand there to say, yep, you can push the button.
Right. So when you hear companies talk about how much money they're saving by taking these previously, you know, government-run programs and making them private sector, you have to question these things because they work hand in hand. And right. In the case of Elon Musk, we've reported on a dozen times, you know, here's a guy that at last count had received somewhere north of $5 billion from the U.S. government in handouts and tax credits and everything else. And his whole business model is all about how do I get money from the government right. to support my projects or to make them feasible in the first place, and that's not it. So, this one's delayed. Also, crews that fly over the Atlantic to check on endangered Atlantic right whales and send those positions to commercial ships are still working, but they aren't being paid. So, again, do we need NASA personnel to watch whales? And I know that the right whales are endangered. I get that.
Right.
I like
they
whales.
Live in the ocean, and NASA deals with space.
I know that, but they have satellites up there that they can track right whales.
Just thinking that you would have, like, you know, NOAA doing this.
You would think.
The Oceanag, you know.
Oceanic and Atmospheric Association.
The oceanic people.
Right.
Like, they should do ocean stuff.
Right.
And NASA should do space stuff.
And you would think there would be some sort of clear delineation there if things were run reasonably.
But I believe they both have their own SWAT teams for some reason.
They do. Weather forecasters are working during the shutdown, but hundreds of scientists from NOAA and the National Weather Service have been banned from attending the annual American Meteorological Society meeting this week in Phoenix.
Wait,
they are
banned from the Meteorological Society?
I know, and they were going to have the after party at Hooters. You know,
they're going to order all the hamburgers.
I just, you're complaining because you were banned from going on a government boondoggle to attend an annual Meteorological Society meeting. Now, I'm sure these guys discuss important things. I'm sure that there are vital papers that come out that the meteorologists should know about. But I've also never been to any event involving a large group of professionals. And I've been to a few where there wasn't a ton of booze and right. chasing ladies.
Well, I'm curious here, and, you know, it could just be Wired using the word banned.
Right.
I'm wondering if it's just a thing of, yeah, since the government shut down, FedGov is no longer paying for you to go.
Probably.
If you want to, you know, buy the ticket out of your own pocket,
oh, yeah.
go ahead. That's not banned. That's just you not getting a paid vacation.
Right.
Those are two different things.
Yep. Antonio Busalacci was supposed to be on a panel with colleagues from federal weather agencies, but they didn't show up. Science is a community, and this is where people come together to discuss common problems, says Bucalacci, president of the University Corporation for Atmospheric Development. Not sure what development we're doing in the atmosphere.
Article that I have pulled up says academic research.
That sounds about right. A consortium of academic institutions that conduct and promote the study of Earth sciences, which means they get money likely from the federal government to study the atmosphere and Earth science.
Yeah.
Quote, last month we were talking about the workforce in the future, but now we can't discuss how best to go forward, unquote.
The University Corporation for Atmospheric Research is a nonprofit consortium of more than 100 colleges and universities providing research and training in the atmospheric and related sciences. UCAR manages the National Center for Atmospheric Research and provides additional services to strengthen and support research and education through its community programs.
Right. So, in a nutshell, they are tax-free. They are tax-exempt. They don't have to pay income taxes. Yet they are funded, I will wager, in a large part by the federal government and your tax dollars.
Probably so.
Yeah. Busalacci is also worried that he may have to shut down a meteorological research program UCAR runs called COSMIC. It uses a fleet of existing GPS satellites to measure the atmosphere's temperature and humidity. The data is then sent to federal NWS, National Weather Service forecasters, who use it to make both short-term weather and long-term climate predictions. Climate predictions over the long term are notoriously flawed. So sorry, it's so insensitive of me to bring that up when Miami and New York are underwater. Because that's what those climate models said they would be, 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, so, with the hockey stick graph that Al Gore invented?
Yeah, we got that. And
now I did find out where the funding comes from for UCAR. Funding includes grants from and contracts with NOAA, NASA, Department of Defense, the FAA, Department of Energy, the EPA, and other agencies and organizations.
There you go.
So, yeah, they're largely funded by the federal government while being a private nonprofit consortium of more than 100 colleges and universities.
Right. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that could either be done in the private sector or they could just go away. Quote, we may be running the risk of shutting down a program because we're not getting the funds from the government, unquote, he says. If COSMIC gets shut down, data analysis would be paused, potentially weakening some forecasts. Because forecasts are so good today.
Right. There's been, you know, since you're talking about forecasts, I've been hearing for like 2-3 days now, storm coming to New England, going to hit all of the Northeast, somewhere between 2 to 3 feet of snow, but it might be 2 to 3 inches.
Right.
And there might be some ice, or maybe it's freezing rain, or no rain. There may or may not be heavy wind, and the temperatures will be somewhere between -10 to 20 degrees above freezing.
Yeah. There's your forecast. You heard it here first, and that's as accurate as anything you're going to get.
No, accurate is the sun will come out tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's only one day away. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DinoVite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And want to make sure that I tell you about Smart Cash, which is a newer cryptocurrency. It's been around for, I'm wanting to say, coming up on 2 years, which in the, you know, grand scheme of cryptocurrencies, relatively new, but, you know, compared to Bitcoin, which has been around for 10 years, there's probably things that, you know, like got released last week that there's only like four people that are using. But Smart Cash is trying to, and I realize most cryptocurrencies say, we're trying to do something different. But they actually appear to be trying to do something different. They're fast, secure, easy to use. The cell phone app, very easy to use. I've personally not used the web, or not the web application, but like the computer
full client or...
They've got, you know, full client. They've also got, I think, just a standalone wallet for computers. I've not used those. Heard that they're super easy as well. And something else that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. You might be asking yourself, Daryl, how's that different from some of the other cryptos that let people vote? Well, unlike other cryptos with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everybody to vote. One smart equals one vote, whereas with some of the others, you need 1,000 or 10,000 set aside, and then, you know, those 10,000 coins are one vote. Smart Cash also has Smart Rewards, which rewards people for holding for, you know, a longer term, if you will. So what they do with the Smart Rewards is for any address for which you hold the private keys and hold at least 1,000 smart for at least 1 month from the time they take the snapshot and have no outgoing transactions during the time, you wind up getting Smart Rewards distributed to your wallets. Smart Rewards are distributed roughly every month. It's 47,500 blocks distributed to all eligible addresses. Again, to be eligible, has to be an address for which you hold the private keys, where you have at least 1,000 smart and have had no outgoing transactions since the last snapshot. Learn more at smartcash.cc. That's smartcash.cc. There's more from the Wired article about government scientists being vital and how the supposed shutdown is impacting things like SpaceX not being able to blast off a rocket. But SpaceX is a private company, you ask. Yep. And they're dependent upon FedGov for certain things. Before we get back to the article, let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was hoping that Jackie was on tonight. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's Daryl and Chris.
Hello?
We're sorry to disappoint you. Can you hear me?
I guess Sarah cannot hear us. I'm going to put her on hold, or I was going to put her on hold. She appears to have dropped the line. So call screener, if she calls back, let her call in. I know normally it's one call per night, but appeared to be some technical difficulties there. So, Chris, let's continue with the Wired article here.
Yeah, we were discussing how, you know, a bunch of government scientists are not allowed to attend the American Meteorological Society meeting in Phoenix, and how this is crucial to them.
Right.
So that's just one example of crucialness that government scientists have. The gentleman that's being interviewed was Mr. Busalaki, who works for the National Weather Service. And he says that they may have to shut down this program called COSMIC that uses a fleet of existing GPS satellites to measure the atmosphere's temperature and humidity. The data is then sent to federal NWS forecasters who use it not only for regular predictions of weather, which they do with astounding inaccuracy, but also for long-term climate models, which are even more flawed. quote, we may be running the risk of shutting this program down because we're not getting the funds from the government, unquote, he said. If Cosmic gets shut down, data analysis would be paused, potentially weakening some forecasts. As we said before, those forecasts are sort of weak already.
Right.
But equally frustrating is the fact that Busuulaaki is left in the dark of how to handle the program. With no information coming from his federal partners, he doesn't know whether to keep his spending money or to sustain the program or pull the plug. Reams of scientific data are still being collected remotely by federal-operated satellites, automatic river gauges, and other non-federal scientists. But the policies and permits that rely on this science are now in limbo. As a result, one legal expert worries that the shutdown could result in more air and water pollution being discharged by companies with permits that expire during the shutdown. So, again,
well,
this is typical.
One thing that we don't have to worry about, I think, is the EPA
right, doing
some polluting during the shutdown.
Because they are known for that. They will not go to the, what was the river? I want to say...
Some river out in Colorado.
Starts with a C, but, you know, the EPA went in because they suspected that it was leaking something, and they went out there to fix it. And by fix it, I mean they basically blew a hole that let all the dangerous stuff into the river.
Yes.
And,
and for, like, you know, 2 or 3 days, everybody was talking about, this is why we need the EPA to prevent private companies from doing this pollution. And then it came out, no, it was an EPA science guy.
Yeah, who did all that. And none of the environmental, this is, again, a quote by, let me see.
This is Caleb Bennett.
Yep, quote, none of the federal environmental laws are written in such a way if the government is shut down. You can't do anything about it, said Kyla Bennett, senior attorney for the nonprofit group, again, nonprofit group, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, which advocates on behalf of federal workers and a former EPA employee. Instead, the law implies that companies can proceed on their own, unquote. It says, if you don't hear anything, go ahead, unquote. Well, that to me kind of makes sense. If you're not causing any harm,
right,
if none of your neighbors are complaining about what you're doing, then you should proceed. You shouldn't sit around and wait for a federal government, which is notoriously inefficient, to say, yes, you can do this. This
right,
is backwards. The Environmental Protection Agency furloughed about 14,000 of its employees last, leaving just 753, quote, essential, unquote, workers on the job. That might make it more difficult for the agency to meet legal deadlines later this year for safety assessments of about 40 chemicals, according to a news report in the journal Nature. The agency has already postponed at least one upcoming advisory committee meeting related to the work. I'm sorry, these things are so crucial, Daryl, and we're seeing late reports, we're seeing meteorologists not able to attend a big party in Phoenix.
I need the TPS reports by noon on Friday.
Right.
And your calls and thoughts, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump's decision to postpone Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's overseas travel is completely appropriate.
Why would she want to go overseas with government shut down, with people missing their paychecks? And if we don't get this back open, they could miss their paycheck again by next week.
McCarthy also believes,
I think it's appropriate that we would get back together. It would not take long, and we could solve this problem.
Mr. Leader. President Trump was speaking at the Pentagon when he once again reiterated that border security is key to keeping America safe.
A wall has to be built. We need security at our southern border. Drugs flow in. Tremendous percentages of the drugs coming into our country come from the southern border. We're not going to allow it to happen.
Day four of the Los Angeles teacher strike with both sides digging their heels in. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, have you heard the good news from Sprint?
I'm reading it just now, Daryl, because you brought it up, and
yeah,
I wanted to get ahead of you a little
apparently,
bit.
Apparently, they're going to stop selling location data to third parties after a motherboard investigation. I've got an article here, actually, from Vice, which is on their motherboard subdomain. Let's jump into it. I did read something from UPI earlier and then realized, oh, wow, that article is much shorter than I remembered. Let's see if I can find something longer. So got this from Motherboard. They say last week Motherboard revealed that AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint had all been selling their customers' real-time location data that ultimately ended up in the hands of bounty hunters and people unauthorized to handle the data. Motherboard found this by purchasing the capability to geolocate a phone for $300 on the black market. In response, AT&T and T-Mobile said they were stopping all sales of location data to third parties. Nearly a week later, Sprint has committed to doing the same. They say Sprint issued a statement to Motherboard, but then apparently there was a spokesperson from Sprint who said, as a result of recent events, we have decided to end our arrangement with data aggregators.
Well, good. So, you know, to me, it's sort of a mixed bag. When you sign a contract with a company for some sort of service, like cell phone service,
yep.
In there in that fine print, you know, that thing you never read?
Yep.
But you eagerly sign because you can't wait to get your hands on your new Galaxy 9. Are these details where they have claimed rights to your data and you just signed them over?
Right.
And if they want to sell them to anybody they want, they can.
Well, I've got questions about some of the no-contract cell service.
Right.
Where, you know, like, I know T-Mobile offers it. The company that I go through, they, have a deal with Sprint where it runs off of the Sprint towers.
Sure.
But I technically have a no-contract plan.
How much did you have to sign for that?
I didn't sign anything.
Did you click OK on something on a website?
Probably a decade ago.
Probably you did. And that's the thing. Because there's no contract doesn't mean there's no paperwork.
Right.
And once they have your phone number and they have access to all your data, every bit of your data flows through their systems, they can do what they wish.
Right.
So there is a difference between no contract and you know, black.
Something without paperwork.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's just pointing it out because you mentioned about, you know, signing a contract, which I think most people with cell phones have a service agreement of some sort.
Sure.
Where, you know, like they've actually signed some physical document
right.
somewhere.
And it probably says that, you know, we may use parts of your data, information about you for certain marketing purposes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, question here, and I'm hoping that you know. If you don't, that's fine. Who are these data aggregators that Motherboard refers to?
Yeah, so data aggregators exist in the web world and the mobile web world and everything else. They basically buy all the data from companies like Sprint or companies like Comcast or any of these others. So they can mine it. By mining, what I mean is they will, you know, use big data and analysis to determine what types of things you're likely to like and want, and they will then sell that to advertisers or to people selling advertising. And that's why, you know, I can target people. We're doing some Facebook advertising right now.
All right.
You know, I'm able to target people that show a strong interest in really good food, and they follow current news events and viral stories, and that they are likely to
buy a t-shirt.
Buy a t-shirt that says "Fa Keen, great" on it.
Yes,
which you can only buy at Route 101 Local Goods or Route101Gifts.com.
Right. So I remember covering something a while back where there's always the stories of, you know, like Facebook is listening to the microphone on my phone and Facebook says, no, we're not doing that. And I read a story that, you know, sort of explained the process of how you wind up seeing certain ads on Facebook. And some of it was, you know, like talking about the data aggregators where, let's say you've got a CVS rewards card.
Yeah.
And you go in and you buy certain things.
Yep.
Well, they, you know, CVS is selling the info to some data aggregator that's getting info from somewhere else, and then they're just doing like 2 + 2 and coming out with, oh, you bought tissues and this and that. You might want to buy Motrin.
Well, this is a real concern that a lot of people should have. It's not that Sprint is the sole source of data about you
right.
if you have a Sprint phone. What the data aggregators are able to do is say, okay, we see that he has a Sprint phone, so that gives us location data. We see that he signed up for these 30 or 40 rewards programs,
right.
so we know what he's doing in all these stores. We can see his credit report because that's public information, right? Anybody can pull that stuff, right?
I don't know if it's necessarily public information,
well,
but Equifax has been hacked so many times it might as well be.
It doesn't matter. It's not like you need a court order to get somebody's, you know, financial history and background.
Right.
You can do that if you're a big company just by opening an account with Equifax or
right.
one of the big three. So I have all his financial data. I know everything. I can see what he's posting about. I can mine his social media or her social media for certain keywords.
Right.
And it generates this huge and complex file about you. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's how these companies are making money. And the long and the short of it is if you choose to lead an open life, you're going to have a lot of conveniences because of that. You're not right. going to see ads that are not pertinent to you. You're probably going to get some good offers you'll take advantage of. The downside is somebody really does know everything about you, probably more than you know about yourself.
Right. And, you know, as you mentioned, there's some kind of fine print in whatever, you know, even if you're just clicking an I agree button online.
Yeah.
Well, there's no chance for you to say, well, I don't agree to this one specific line.
Right. Take it or leave it.
You either agree to all of it or you agree to none of it.
Right.
Continuing on with the motherboard article here, Sprint did not provide a timeline on when data access selling may end, but T-Mobile and AT&T had previously said their processes will be complete in March. In Motherboard's investigation, the phone they located was on the T-Mobile network. The access to location data was sold through a complex network of different companies. T-Mobile said the access, or rather they sold the access to a so-called location aggregator called Zumigo. Zumigo then sold it to a company called Microbuilt, which caters to various clients, including bounty hunters. A bounty hunter then sold the phone location data to a source who then provided it to Motherboard. Last year, the New York Times and Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon showed how another location aggregator called Location Smart had sold data to SecureUS, a middleman company, which provided phone tracking services to low-level law enforcement without a warrant. In response, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile all cut off access to SecureUS and vowed to do more to clean up this overlooked side of the telecommunications data industry. Sprint statement continued, last year we decided to end our arrangement with data aggregators, but assessed that the negative impacts to customers for services like roadside assistance and bank fraud alerts slash protection that would result required a different approach.
Wow.
There's more to this article, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And before we get back to the motherboard article here about Sprint, I think making the right decision to stop selling data, customer phone data, to third parties. Now, they do mention some of the problems that could be associated with that, such as services like roadside assistance and, say, bank fraud alerts not working properly if roadside assistance and your bank don't have your location data. Again, more from the article that we'll get to in just a second, but maybe you're looking for a good night's sleep and you don't want to rely on a cell phone because trying to use a cell phone for a pillow, bad idea. You want a good pillow, and you want my pillow, but you can't have mine. It belongs to me, but you can get a my pillow from the company My Pillow. And I am super happy with mine. Chris, you've had one. I think you're happy as well.
I am happy. And I slept well last night on my pillow.
And it's designed to help you get a good night's sleep. And with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you really have nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com, get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. And remember, if for some reason you don't like your MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of the purchase price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. Jumping back into the article here again, Sprint saying that they're going to join companies like AT&T and T-Mobile in cutting off third parties from being able to buy cell phone location data. Again, statement from Sprint says, last year we decided to end our arrangements with data aggregators, but assessed the negative impacts to customers for services like roadside assistance and bank fraud that would require a different approach. But Sprint's move, like that of AT&T and T-Mobile, will see it cutting access to location aggregators altogether. An AT&T spokesperson previously told CNET, last year we stopped most location aggregation services while maintaining some that protect our customers, such as roadside assistance and fraud prevention. In light of recent reports about the misuse of location services, we have decided to eliminate all location aggregation services, even those with clear consumer benefits. A spokesperson from T-Mobile previously told Motherboard via email that the company is completely ending location aggregation work in March as planned and as promised. Last week, Verizon told the Washington Post it is closing down four remaining location aggregator contracts. All of those deal with roadside assistance companies. Once that process is complete, consumers will have to give Verizon permission to share their location with firms.
Yeah, that's an interesting point in this whole conversation. Is it's relatively easy given the granularity of rights that you wish to grant to an app on your phone. You know, do you want this app to have access to your contacts, right? Yes or no? Do you want this app to have contacts
no,
to your
camera,
location?
You don't need access to my contacts.
Right.
Camera, you don't need access to my location. Yes, camera, you do need access to the camera.
Right. So we're used to seeing these things. So if companies choose to be more consumer friendly and more privacy aware, they can easily build those things into their applications.
Right.
And that's a responsible thing to do.
Some of the things that you mentioned, I think, have a lot more to do with the operating system possibly requiring that.
Right.
Or the app store that you're going through requiring apps that want to access various things. Asking, hey, if you want to be listed in our app store, and I don't know if Google Play or any of the things do this, but it could be possible. You want listed? Okay, you've got to have privacy protections.
Right, right. And app developers pretty much do that already. The question is what are the carriers doing? Because the carriers, whether you said yes or no,
right,
to something, they have the data anyway. Right. So I guess the question is, will phone manufacturers put in some sort of safeguard against the carrier themselves? And I think that's a good idea, too.
Right.
As a consumer, I would appreciate that.
Right. Continuing on, Verizon has not responded to Motherboard's multiple requests for comments since starting the investigation. On Wednesday, House Committee on Energy and Commerce, GOP leaders wrote letters to AT&T, Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon requesting answers to a variety of questions, including asking the telcos to identify which third parties they have shared location data with and information, location data and information with at any time since 2007. The letter also asked the telcos how they evaluate the efficacy of audit programs to ensure data customers are obtaining consent from those being monitored and whether they are aware of any other incidents of inappropriate or illegal use of location data through a third party.
Right.
Again, so, some of the illegal or inappropriate use was when a company called Secure Us was selling information to police officers without a warrant.
And it's really interesting, and we covered that story when it came out, but those of us who live here in Keene, New Hampshire, and have had many friends spend a weekend or a few weeks or months at the Keene Spiritual Center,
yes,
which is how we refer to the Cheshire County Jail,
yes,
for various acts of civil disobedience. We know the Securus name because when you go there to visit them, you establish a video link with the person you are visiting through a company called Securus. If you wish to call them on the phone and you set up a time for them to call, you do it through the online system of Securus. Odds are really good that there's a jail in your area, wherever you are in the United States, that uses these same systems from Securus. Securus has established that they will give information to police officers so they can conduct searches without warrants,
right,
by gaining this access. And they are tied into your community, and that's a real concern.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jimmy calling in from New Hampshire. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Chris, you're lucky you still have use of those hands for doxamine, and it's not a joking matter.
Thank you for the call, and that was not somebody calling in from New Hampshire. That was somebody who has been told that he's not supposed to be calling this radio program.
James, my gosh.
Let's go to Kevin calling in from Virginia. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about kind of progressivism, but I would call it Marxism, classical Marxism.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's heavy Marxism in history and in universities. I'm an econ major, so I've never taken a history course, and I'm doing so right now. And this class is really filled with
words that cannot be said on broadcast radio, and that was one of them.
Dang it! So we got one who actually wanted to talk about Marxism, or at least he said he did. That sounded like another troll.
Yeah.
And James from Arizona, man, it's been so long since we've chatted, and you just immediately got banned because you lied about who you were when you called in.
Yeah, and he had previously been told that there was a ban that I don't think has expired. A little bit more from this motherboard piece that we'll get into. Again, some Republican members of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, they sent letters to Microbuilt and Zumigo, which are some of these data aggregators, and they asked for more information on the data that they use and the scope of the agreements that they have with telcos. After Motherboard's investigation, several senators called on the FCC to investigate. Frank Polloni, the chair of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, asked FCC Chairman Ajit Pai for an emergency briefing on the issue, but Pai refused to do so during the government shutdown. Jessica Rosenworkel, commissioner of the FCC, tweeted on Monday, "Your wireless phone location data is being sold by shady entities that you never gave permission to track you. That's a personal and national security issue. No law stops the FCC from meeting with Congress to discuss this right now. It needs investigation." Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.